Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum and welcome to the Sanha call-in Q&A program. My name is Faisal Patel. Just gone 28 minutes to 8 o'clock. I want to take this opportunity to welcome those listening to us on Medium Wave 1548, those listening to us via satellite decoders, those listening to us via audio streaming on Radio Islam's website, radioislam.co.za, and if you have DSTV, you can tune in via channel 826. Let's not forget all the different smartphones and tablets that you may have at home, that you can tune in via that as well, TuneIn and many others as well. So no excuse not to tune in to Radio Islam International. What's the Islamic day today? Well, it is Yawm al-Thulatha, the 8th of Muharram 1440, and it corresponds to Monday, the 17th of September 2018. Inshallah, I will be in your company until about 8 p.m. this evening with the Sanha Q&A program. So if there's any queries that you may have, you can give us a call on 011-854-1548. The number to call again, 011-854-1548. If you're too shy and if you don't want to have that on-air presence, maybe you want to hide behind the curtain like my engineer, Brother Muhammad Salim, then you're welcome to WhatsApp me, 072-786-1548, 072-786-1548, and inshallah we will get to answer your query, or we'll get somebody to answer your query as well. But let's get that expert online, because I'm no expert as far as halal and haram is concerned, or whether a product is approved or not approved. And to tell us more on the line, we do have Sanha's, or the South African National Halal Authority's, Mulana Bilal Nicholson. Let's welcome him to the program. Mulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to yourself, Brother Faisal, and to all the listeners. We hope everyone is well.
Absolutely, we are well, Mulana. I'm just excited because there's a new version of iOS that has been released, and I'm sure that is halal compliant. So for the listeners, the new software has been released. You can go down and download it, and it is halal certified by Sanha. So let's move on to the program. Mulana, you know, I just want to share quickly before we go on to the first question. You know, I always try to bring a lighter side, so sometimes more serious things. And Mulana will testify to this. You know, Brother Mohammed Bilal, what I asked him if the Sanha program is on, I said, Mulana, are we halal or haram tonight? Are we halal or haram tonight? Mulana said, no, we are halal tonight. It means we're on for the Sanha program. Isn't it true, Mulana?
No, actually I said halal.
Halal. Yeah, halal. Yeah, it's halal, not halal. Halal. Mulana, let's jump on to the questions. They're coming already quick and fast on the WhatsApp line. So we're going to take the first one. Salams, how's it? Can you please tell me what the Nestle company line, the caramel treat tin with... okay, let's just open it, WhatsApp. You know, this WhatsApp is... a bit slow sometimes. So the person saying, Salams, how's it? Can you please tell me what the Nestle company line, the caramel tree tin with? Number two, is evaporated milk halal? If not, what ingredients are haram?
Okay, the caramel tree product is certified halal by Sanha. You can find our halal logo on that product.
Okay.
And then the evaporated milk products, alhamdulillah, so that's it. We have not come across problems with them. So they are generally considered halal supplements.
Okay, that Mulana responding to that question. Just remember, a reminder to the listeners, the lines are open. 011-854-1548. You can give us a call. I'd love to hear from you. And inshallah, if there's any queries that you want to ask Mulana, he will be glad to answer it as well. And another one coming through now, somebody asking, Assalamu alaikum, is the Nougat 1702 halal?
01-1701, is that correct?
1702. I don't know if it was probably a typing error or not, but he's got 1702. I don't know if there's anything like that.
No, the company name is 1701.
Probably 1701, yeah.
We've received an application for halal certification from them. It's being evaluated currently, inshallah. We hope to have it completed by this week.
Oh, he says 1701G, yes, 1702. It can't be 702. This is Radio Islam. So 1701 is halal, yes, it is halal certified. So
it's currently being evaluated, inshallah it will be finalized in a week.
Absolutely. Another coming through, assalamu alaikum, is bake time cookies halal?
Bake time cookies, I'm not sure about. If the consumer can please forward the details to our offices, then we can do an investigation there.
Absolutely. So the person that sent in the WhatsApp, please to give Sana a call. Inshallah, they will then check it out for you. Somebody sent me a picture here, Molana. It shows no name brand. I'm sure it's a pick and pay one. I can see the logo there. And it's shredded tuna in salt water.
No problem with salt water, halal. Tuna is halal as well. So no problem there. Consumer can go ahead and consume the product.
Jazakallah for that, Molana. Somebody is sending through another picture. You know, they're sending all this delectable stuff. You know, this is unacceptable, Molana, seriously. You know. But let me open this. The WhatsApp seems to be slow. Just trying to get it open. Somebody sent through, hello, strawberry cheesecake. It's called Lint. Hello, strawberry cheesecake. Is that halal suitable?
Yes, that specific variant of Lint chocolate is halal suitable. With regards to other variants, please do check the ingredients to see that they do not list liquor or the names of any different types of liquor like champagne or control and so forth. Then only they are halal suitable.
All right. And then somebody sending through two of them. Assalamu alaikum. Ola Petal Pop ice cream. Is that halal? Number one. And fisherman's lozenges for throat. So two questions there.
Ola products, only if it has a halal logo on it, please look for a logo. And with regards to the second query, fisherman's lozenges, yes, they are halal suitable.
All right. WhatsApp coming all the way from the Eastland Salams. Is the Woolworths low-fat unflavored yogurt halal? Clover yogurt halal. So Woolworths unflavored yogurt halal and clover yogurt halal.
Yes, the Woolworths plain yogurt are halal as well as all the clover yogurt.
Okay. Let's move on to another WhatsApp. Just to remind the listeners, it doesn't mean I said you can send a WhatsApp. You don't have to call. The lines are open, 011-854-1548. We'd love to hear from you. Please do give us a call. Somebody asking, is Kingsley Cold Drink halal? Cold Drink.
Unfortunately, we can't give any guarantee. They are not willing to give us any disclosure.
Okay. Why do people say cold drink? Cold drink. What if it's warm? Do they say warm drink? I don't know. I don't understand. You know, it's like those things like Chappies in the olden days. It doesn't matter whether you ate Dentine or Aquafresh. Everybody just called Chappies, and Chappies was the name of a brand. Just trying to figure that one out. Somebody sending through a WhatsApp saying, Assalamu alaikum, Potter Gold Chocolate Hazelnut Spread. Is that halal certified, suitable?
It is halal suitable.
All right. Another WhatsApp coming through. Assalamu alaikum. Is the Pick and Pay croissants halal? And what about the other baked products of Pick and Pay? Are they halal?
With the bakery product, it doesn't have our logo on there. Unfortunately, we can't give any guarantee. With these products, obviously, they're not baked on site. They are baked at other facilities and then packaged for Pick and Pay. So we can only trace these products if they actually have our logo on them. If they don't, we cannot give any guarantees.
Absolutely. Jazakallah, Molana, for that. Just a reminder again to the listeners, I'm not sure whether you guys are out of airtime or not, but it's still the middle of the month, so you should have some airtime and some data. Give us a call, 011-854-1548. Any questions that you want answered by Molana Bilal Nicholson, inshallah he will answer it as well. But with every answer, you need to give us a crunchy chocolate. So please do be careful. Just joking. Molana, speaking about crunchy, Assalamu alaikum, is 5-star and Cadbury crunchy Dairy Milk, let's just do that again. Assalamu alaikum, is 5-star and Cadbury Crunch Dairy Milk halal? And the person also asked for crunchy. So are those three halal?
Okay, the dairy milk products that are manufactured in South Africa are halal suitable. 5-star chocolates also halal suitable. Crunchy, the bar, no information yet. However, the slab, the dairy milk crunchy slab, which is manufactured in South Africa, that is halal suitable.
Absolutely, Molana. It goes crunchy in your mouth. But anyway, moving on. Somebody is saying, send pictures as well. There's a Moyers jelly. That's one, the first one. And there's another product, Tower strawberry flavored jelly next to it, and then also Smash instant mashed potato original. So the two jellies that I mentioned and the smashed potato, are those products suitable?
Okay, the jelly products contain gelatin.
Okay.
And they're not approved due to that. The smashed product is halal suitable.
All right. Somebody asking a question, Salams, is dairy made watermelon stick ice cream halal?
Yes, it is halal.
Okay. Somebody saying Jazakallah. I'm sure that's fine. Jazakallah for the question. Somebody asking, let's take one more WhatsApp before we go to the lines. Maynard Soft Fruity. I don't think this is gems. Definitely gums. Maynard Soft Fruity Gums. Is that allowed?
Yes, that variant is free of gelatin and is halal suitable.
All right.
Just to make sure, I'll advise the consumer to please check the ingredients and ensure that gelatin is not less.
All right. Let's go to the lines. Line number 5. Assalamu alaikum. You're live on air.
Wa alaikum salam.
To your question.
I want to know if big bomb lollipops are halal.
Big bomb lollipops are under query at the moment. We just await some information from the manufacturer and then inshallah we can come to a conclusion.
Okay, that person that phoned in, big bombs are under query at the moment, so inshallah they are waiting for information on that. Sorry you dropped the call, but hopefully you got the answer as well. Another caller online, let's take this call. Line number 4. Assalamu alaikum, you're live on air.
Wa alaikum salam.
G, please put your radio off in the background. It is creating some sort of an echo.
Assalamu alaikum.
G, wa alaikum salam. You live on air?
We're having a problem with Cadbury, you know. There's so many range, and somehow I don't have any more somehow stamp on it. So now, why don't you make a list which is halal, which is not halal? Because some got Egyptian writing, some got different. We don't know which is which now.
Certainly, look, there has been a continuous amount of increasing amount of Cadbury imports lately. But basically, we can break the product variants into two different categories. Those which are manufactured in South Africa and those that are not. So the ones which are manufactured in South Africa, and this is also clearly marked on the product packaging, made in South Africa.
What about the one that made in Egypt and Arabic writing?
Yes, so we'll come to that. So ones which are manufactured in South Africa, those are halal suitable.
Yeah.
The imports, we have the 5-star, which is manufactured in Egypt as well as in Ireland. That is also halal suitable. Flake, which is manufactured in Egypt, also halal suitable. Some of the other variants that are manufactured in Egypt and other countries, we don't have information on them yet, like Crunchy, like the Oreo variants, and the other Milka products, also from the same company. So basically, in a nutshell, products manufactured locally, no problem with them at all. Import, the 5-star, and the flake are fine. The others we're still waiting for information.
You see, why I'm asking, the Muslim companies, a Muslim supermarket, Muslim wholesale, if he sells, now we know it's a Muslim shop and they expect to be halal. Now what I want to know is the ingredients, if it's halal for overseas, what is there any pig or something inside, what it is?
So you see, one must draw a distinction between selling a product and actually consuming a product. You know, as long as something is not confirmed to be haram, then the ulama...
I think the ulama, the wholesalers, the Muslims will get together and sort it out, because when the children go, they know it's a Muslim shop, they will buy and come. And in the olden days, when we had shops, we shouldn't sell anything haram in our shop. Now everything is returned, it's all mixed up now. That's why we're having so many problems in the world.
All right. Okay, you know what, we're going to have to leave it there, brother. Can we take this conversation offline, because there's a lot of queries coming through. We will leave the number with you a little later, inshallah, and we can get Mulana to answer the question. I do apologize, but we do have a lot of queries to go through. Somebody asking Mulana, let's just take one more WhatsApp before we go to the lines. Is Rama Margarine halal?
Yes, it is halal suitable. I know that there's been some alarm amongst the community because of a hoax message stating that the product contains pork. Please do ignore that message. There's no truth at all to it.
All right. Let's take one caller. Assalamu alaikum. You're live on air.
Wa alaikum salam.
Gee, your question for Mulana?
I want to know if big bomb lollipops are halal.
Big bomb lollipops are still under query at the moment. We await some information from the manufacturer. And then, inshallah, we can give some guarantees on that.
And is the crunchy chocolate are halal?
The Crunchy Bar is an import which we're still waiting information on. The remote Crunchy, which is manufactured in South Africa, is halal suitable.
Okay, Jazakallah.
Okay, Mulana, somebody asking a question if they want Sana to certify a particular establishment, how do they go about it?
Simplest way is to simply send an email to applications@sana.org.za, and inshallah they will then outline the requirements. It's applications with an S at the end. sena.org.za.
All right. Let's take another one. Somebody is sending through. Assalamu alaikum. Is endearment sweets halal? And is Nutella halal?
Nutella is halal suitable. Endearments contain bovine gelatin and is not approved by sena.
Okay. Somebody is sending a question saying, is Coca-Cola halal? Is Coca-Cola halal? If yes, then have you got the ingredients for Coca-Cola? You know what? Coca-Cola's ingredients is a secret. It's kept in a safe in America somewhere. So, yeah, Molana Coca-Cola?
It is halal suitable. And the basis for us saying so is, firstly, you know, we've got a lot of experience with certifying soft drink beverages. So we more or less know what are the constituents of a soft drink beverage and what the critical ingredients are. And then also, these products are certified in Malaysia as well as Indonesia.
Mm.
And like you mentioned, you know, the ingredients are secret, but they are also universal, or the
Absolutely.
Ingredients are common to every country. They have the same recipe.
Mm.
You know, so given that the Malaysian halal authorities have had a look into the ingredients and certified the products halal, that gives us an assurance that those ingredients are halal.
All right. Yeah, just for the listeners, I mean, there's a nice documentary you can actually check on YouTube about the ingredients of Coca-Cola. It is a secret. I don't know how true that is, but anyway. Let's take another WhatsApp. Is Jelly Belly imported from the USA halal?
The Jelly Belly jelly beans are halal suitable, yeah.
Another one coming through, salams. Is Cadbury Whispers halal?
Yes, it is halal suitable.
Malana, I should have asked that question in a very soft tone. Is Cadbury Whispers halal? But anyway, let's go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum, you're live on air.
Walaikum salam, Faisal, Malana.
Gee, your question?
Okay, yeah. I want to know any certified halal places in Alberton, because I found out that some say yes, it's halal, some says it's not. I just want to confirm, is there any halal places in Alberton?
Yes. There are some places that are certified by SENAI in Elgerton. That information you can access on our website as well. There's a Jemmy's Kilo Fish and Chips, there's a Machacho's, and there's Max Fish and Chips in Elgerton. There's also a Delicious Plain Chicken store in Elgerton. The exact details and the store location as well as the contact details is publicly available on our website.
So will SENAI have that details if I phone you in the office?
Yes, certainly.
And then the chocolate milky, it's just it's milky. They got all flavors. It's made in Malaysia. Is that halal?
If it is certified by the Malaysian halal body, yes, then we would accept that certification.
Jazakallah
for the call. I mean, somebody asking a question, stock country spread and stock brick, is that halal?
Yes, both those products are halal suitable.
Another one coming through, salams, is Chalk Shells cereal. A Checkers hyper product made in Poland, halal. It says Morning Mills on the box. So is Chalk Shell cereal a Checkers hyper product made in Poland, halal? It says Morning Mills on the box.
We are currently querying the product. We have requested information from the ShopRite Checkers group. Inshallah, as soon as they do forward the information, we will be in a better position to advise.
Okay, another question coming through. Are the Maynard jelly beans halal suitable? And are the chicken products halal suitable? Frozen chicken. I don't think Maynard's makes chicken, but I'm not sure which chicken this particular person is talking about. Let's start with the Maynard's jelly beans. Is that halal?
Yes, they are halal suitable.
Okay, and he's asking, and which chicken products are halal suitable? Frozen chicken.
Oh, there are so many different abattoirs that are certified and approved by SENA. Some of the most common ones would be Rainbow, Supreme, Goldie, Rania, Daybreak.
All right, let's go to the lines. Let's take a call. Assalamu alaikum, live on air.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah for the program.
Ameen. What's your question for Malana?
Small question. If something says V, which means vegetarian, right, does it mean halal?
I didn't get the question. If something says
the caller is asking a question, Malana, if something says V, it's vegetarian, does it mean that it's halal? Is it suitable?
Not necessarily. I mean, wine could be vegetarian. So would wine then be halal? Or different types of alcohol could be considered vegetarian. One still needs to verify that the product doesn't contain any liquor. One also must be wary of such claims, because many times the product, you know, the company is making its own claim that the product is vegetarian. However, there's no independent verification. Perhaps the product is only vegetarian in terms of its own ingredients, but the facility where it's being manufactured, they do process meat as well. So it's, you know, it's not always a good idea to accept a claim something as halal based on the fact that it is a vegetarian.
Basically, it could be halal, suitable, but the product could be made in a factory where it could be cross-contamination, basically.
That's correct.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it makes sense. Jazakallah. Yeah.
I mean, Jazakallah for the question. We're going to go through some of the WhatsApps. Now, we unfortunately have to close the lines because we are running out of time. Walana, is Calypso juice from the USA halal?
No information on the product at the moment. If the consumer can please forward us the details. Perhaps the manufacturer details as well as the local South African importer's details. Then we can investigate it further.
Okay, I'm just trying to see if there's any more questions that has come through. Okay, I think that's about... Oh, Salams, is the safari fruit flakes halal?
Yes, they are halal, suitable.
Okay, and then somebody sent through a response to the question we asked. That was with regards to that chocolates and the smash, and they're putting pictures of chocolates. We don't want pictures, we want the real stuff, right, Molana? I mean, they need to be more physical and give us the real stuff, not just pictures.
If you saw a picture of a lion, no one is afraid of a picture of a lion.
Yeah, let's come on to another one. One more coming through. Assalamu alaikum. Is mutant... If I pronounce this correctly, is mutant and red alert halal?
I haven't come across these products.
I'm sure it's sweets. It's mutant, spelled M-U-T-E-N-T, mutant and red alert halal. I'm not sure what these are. Is it sweets or is it energy drinks? Maybe the listener or the WhatsApp person can just be more specific.
Yeah.
All right, another question, a picture coming through rather. It shows nougat. I'm just trying to see the picture. Oreo soft nougat. Is that halal? Have you heard anything about
it?
It
is halal suitable.
It is halal suitable.
Yes.
Okay, so that is halal suitable. Let me just check if there's any more questions. No, nothing. So all the questions have been answered. I just want to make sure if there's anything else. I don't want to leave anybody out. I actually hate leaving anybody out. It seems that we have answered all the questions. Malana, before we conclude, I think last week sometime there was some... the person is saying it's sweets. You know that mutant?
Oh.
The one I was asking about you. Yeah. He says it's sweets. I don't know if you heard about it, Malana. Mutant
no,
and red alert. All right,
consumer can forward the details to our officers, inshallah we will check further for them.
All right, so to the person that's sending the WhatsApp, please do contact Sana and inshallah they will gladly assist you in getting that sorted out. Sana, we just got about 4 minutes left before we conclude the program. Just to clarify again, that steers at the King Shaka International Airport, I did write two stories on it. Initially there was some pork that was delivered there, then after a while Sana released a statement, that's been sorted out. Is everything in order now? Can the travelers that are using King Shaka International Airport to actually have a meal at the steers?
Well, certainly. And in fact, we had, out of precaution, closed the store and sanitized the entire store. Not that any haram was served by the store, but, you know, it's out of taking...
Of course.
Extreme steps of caution.
Of course, absolutely. I wish rightfully so. It's great to know, and something that I'd like to share with our listeners. You know, the one thing about our products being certified is that you can have some sort of reassurance that you're eating your places being checked by the authorities. Brother, one last question before we conclude. Is Pringles halal?
Pringles, yes, they are halal suitable. They are manufactured in Malaysia for the South African market.
All right. Please
just check that it is made in Malaysia on the packaging.
All right, so that's it for the Sana program. Molana Jazakla for your time on Radio Islam International. Still looking forward to your visit here. You're always evading us. Telephones don't really work, we want you to see you in person so you can bring some of those testers with us that you have at Sana. You know, you have to test those stuff out. So, inshallah, we look forward to seeing you in. And next week, somebody else will be behind the mic, so we look forward to speaking to you again, Molana.
Inshallah, Jazakallah khairan again for the opportunity. And if you may,
I forgot this. One more question that has come through. My engineer actually sent it to me. Are Big Jack pies halal?
They're not certified by Sana. Unfortunately, we cannot give any guarantee.
All right, so Big Jack pie is not certified by Sana, and there's no guarantees on that. Malana, yeah. Somebody sent me through a WhatsApp. Salam, Faisal are so happy and excited for iOS 12. Malana, is iOS 12 certified by Sana?
No, it's not certified.
Oh, you know what? That terminates our relationship. We're done with this program. Enough, Malana. Okay, we'll speak to you next week, inshallah. All right. That was Mulana Bilal Nicholson. Jazakallah for your time on Radio Islam International. To the wonderful callers that did call in, Jazakallah for your time as well. We hope to speak to you again next week, inshallah. And if there's any queries that you can't wait till until next week, then please do contact Sana, inshallah. They will then assist you with that. It is just gone 2 minutes before 8 o'clock. Absolute pleasure to be in your company. I will be with you until about 10 p.m. This evening with the news bulletin. So until then, please do take care of yourself and remember. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.